Do we have Secret Service agents here today?
Morning. I just want to talk a little bit about our Secret Service program that we, our youth, do it here at our church with our theme of today being service. Fred asked me to share a little bit about what Secret Service is and what it means to these kids and leaders as well. Secret Service, when I first started here about 3 years ago, I read an article about a youth director out in the Midwest somewhere that had developed this program called Secret Service, and I knew we had been on, even previously before I got here, we had been doing these youth mission trips, and we were setting up for one, and I thought, you know, it would be a great idea to not only do these trips, you know, going to New York or South Carolina to serve folks, but I wanted to be able to serve folks right here as well, in our church and in our community. So I adopted this idea of Secret Service, and we started doing that once a month. Let me tell you what Secret Service is before I go any farther. Secret Service, we meet on Saturday mornings, one Saturday morning a month at 9. And the kids know they're going to show up to do some sort of service project in the community, but we don't tell them what it is. So that's kind of the secret behind it. Like, they show up knowing they're going to serve, but they don't know what they're going to be doing. So it kind of makes it a lot of fun for them to figure out when they show up what we've got in store for that day. So that's Secret Service. We meet once a month, 9 to noon on Saturdays. It's a three-hour window, and if we have enough people, we break up into different groups and do different things. We do anything from raking leaves to baking cookies for people in nursing homes. Or the highlight of our year is in December, the youth group adopts a family from the Christmas Tree Project, and our Secret Service group goes out and to Walmart and shops and buys everything on the family's list and then some. And wrap it all up together. It's just a great time. But that's kind of just the idea behind what we do, Secret Service. It's to serve this church, but it's to serve this local community here. You know, not necessarily just far away, but here. So I've got a few students and an adult who wants to talk about what service means to them. This is Hannah Faircloth, by the way.
I like doing the Secret Service because it's just really good to go out and help people. And when we show up at their houses and they're like so excited because we're there to do whatever they want, it's really awesome.
When I think about service, I think about the Secret Service we do and the mission trips we go on and how it's not about the actual work that we're getting done. And it's like just the joy you see in people's faces once you're finished with the work and how happy they are that you've helped them and they don't need to give you anything.
It's just good to be able to give back to the community. I feel like as a person and as a church, we have so much, and it's just great to be able to give back to others and show that God loves them too, and just be able to give and see their love and joy in their face when they accept the gifts that we have to offer them.
Thank you. That's Secret Service in a nutshell. Our first project of the year is going to be November 5th. I originally had it scheduled for October, but we had some conflicts. So November 5th, anytime in the community you see people in need or even yourselves, please shoot me an email because I'm always looking for things to do. It's harder than you think to come up with projects sometimes. So, but if you have any needs or if you know of any needs in the community, please shoot me an email and we'll try to do our best to get out there and take care of whatever it is. Thank you.
All right, let's hear it for the Secret Service. All right, good job. Thanks, guys. Thank you. All right. Today is our third and final Sunday on our Extreme Makeover Church Edition. For those of you who are visiting, we've been on a journey to explore what it means when we give testimony to joining the church and saying that we're going to be faithfully supporting the church through our prayers. We talked about prayer being our first need of makeover. Our presence. Last week we heard about being present, being community oriented, and also today, next Sunday we're going to begin the gifts piece: prayers, presence, gifts, and service. The next 4 weeks, we're going to be talking about gifts, the stewardship messages, which will be geared towards extreme generosity. And we're going to be talking about that. But today, we're focusing on service and that part of our call as Christians, and particularly United Methodists, to be in service to God, and how we may be in need of a makeover in our own lives, but also in our own church service. I'd like to share with you the scripture that came to me this week related to service, and it reminded me of the story of Joshua from the Old Testament. I don't preach enough from the Old Testament, actually, but this one is one of my favorite verses to preach on. And it's the story of Joshua, who has taken over for Moses. Moses has died. They've wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and now they're ready to cross over into the promised land that God has promised them, a land flowing with milk and honey. But he is telling the Hebrew people that before they go any further, they need to choose this day who they will serve. And here's how it goes. It says, "Now fear the Lord," Joshua says, "and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your forefathers, worship beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in the land in which you are living." And then Joshua says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the people responded and said, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us up and our fathers out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Why do we serve? Why do people like Ray and Florence and Jenny Beal and so many others around our church and in our community, Dale Dunning and others, why do they serve? Is it because it makes them feel good? Yeah, kind of makes you feel good when you've helped someone or done something good. Is it because it kind of helps contribute towards the fabric of society and helps us with the human condition, that is the fallen condition that we find our world in, the brokenness and the poverty and the strife? Yeah, probably has something to do with that. Maybe we serve out of a sense of obligation and duty and responsibility. I think it's all the above, really, when you stop and think about it, why people serve. The Lions Club. Anybody here affiliated with the Lions Club, their motto is, "We serve." Very simple. We serve. And I like to think that the church's motto is "We serve," and many other things too. As I thought about serving and attitude towards serving, I was reminded of John Wesley's covenant prayer. Each year in many churches, the church says this covenant prayer that Wesley wrote many years ago. And I'd like for us to say this. We haven't done this lately at the 9 o'clock service, but this is a prayer that kind of puts things in perspective and helps us realize who we are in God and in Christ and what our calling is and what our attitude should be towards serving. Would you say this prayer with me? "I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal." That, to me, kind of puts my heart right with God, and that humble attitude and be willing to have or not have, to do or not do, to prosper or to suffer, whatever the case may be. As I thought about serving and people who serve in our community, I, of course, thought about Just Soup. I thought about the New Life Thrift Center and the volunteers that work there. You know, we have people from our church, not enough, unfortunately, but from many churches that help with the New Life Thrift Shop and the food pantry. We have volunteers at the hospital that help, you know, the doctors and nurses there and save the hospital money to so that other resources can be used for other things. We have volunteers at the Community Resource Center. How many of you are aware of the Community Resource Center? I didn't think so. This is part of the Lewis Rehoboth Association of Churches. It is a kind of a network command center, if you will, for needs. When people come to our church for housing or help, we refer them to the Community Resource Center, which represents LRAC, which we support and many churches in this area supports, and it kind of gets a handle on the needs of the community and kind of keeps track of everything that's going on there. But why do these volunteers, why do these people do it? Why do they serve? Why do they give their time? Because they get it. They get that serving is not an option for a Christian. That serving is part of our DNA as Christians. They remember the words of Jesus who said, whoever wants to be great must become a what? A servant. That is what the Son of Man, referring to himself, has done. He came to serve and not be served. Then, if that's not enough, to give his life away for many. You see, serving is not just a bunch of random acts of kindness or activities, and those are good things. Christ-like service helps us become the persons God has called us and created us to be. God has created us, like I shared with the children, that we were created to do good works. We were created to do good works, to do good things, to serve one another. And we're serving God by serving one another and fulfill God's hope and will for us.